So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa with three sources for the halach of tefillin b'smol. The tefillin shaliyad are put on the left hand. And all the sources are in the pasuk u'kshartem lois al yedecha. Yedecha zu smol. The word yad refers to the left hand, as we see from several pesukim in Tanakh that mention both yamin and yad. And since yamin is obviously the right hand, yad must refer to the left hand. For example, af yadi yasta aretz v'mini tavcha shemayim. Lama tashav yadcha v'mincha mikarev chaykha kale. The pasuk here states u'kshartem lois al yedecha. And the following pasuk states, "Uchsavtem amezuzas beisecha." There is a hekesh comparison from kesiva to kashira. Ma kesiva biyamin, av kashir biyamin. Just as people usually write the mezuzah with the right hand, so too one must tie the tefillin with the right hand. And even the kashir biyamin, hanocha besmali. Since the kashir is with the right hand, the hanocha is obviously on the left hand. Or the source in the word yadcha, which in one place is written as yadcha with the letter he, and is read as yad keha. And as Rashi explains, either keya mashma Lashon Nekeva, the word Keya is feminine, and refers to the left hand that is weaker, or Keya Amya B'lei Kayach, the word Keya means without strength, and the left hand is weaker than the right. Others derive from Yadcha Yad Keya, the Rabbis is a Gide. Even an amputee who is missing his lower arm or hand is obligated to wear tefillin on his upper arm, and as Rashi explains, Keya Mashma Yad Ritzutsu Umukokelis, a damaged arm. The Gemara cites another Brice as follows, Tani Idach, Ein Lezuraya, Potem Enat Tefillin, Achayim Maimrim, Yadcha L'Rabbis is Agidim. And Taisa explains, Mar Machado, Mar Machado B'lei Pli. This is actually not a Machlekes. Tanakama refers to Ein Lezrai, he has no left arm at all, and he's indeed Pater. While Achayim refer to Gidim, an amputee who has an upper arm, and he's indeed Chayiv. However, there are Machlekes Rishayim regarding both cases, which is beyond the scope of our review. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa regarding a left-handed person. Tan Rabbanan, Iter Maniach Tfilin B'minoi Shehu Smaili. A left-handed person should put tefillin on his right hand because this is his weaker hand. And b'shtei yadav maniach b'smaylei, shu smaylei shekol adam. A person who can use both hands should be put his tefillin on his left hand because this is the weaker hand of most people. The Gemara cites a braisa with the sources for makom tefillin, the areas on the arm and head where the tefillin are worn. The pasuk reads, u'kshartem lois al yadecha u'letetavis bein einecha. And the Gemara explains, al yadecha zugoi b'shebiyad. The tefillin shaliyad are put on the upper arm, but not al yadcha mamish, on the palm of the hand. And bein einecha zugoi b'shebereish, makom shemoicha shel tinik reifes. The tefillin shalreish are put on top of the head from where the hair begins back to the area that is tender in an infant's skull, but not on the forehead. And the Gemara offers three sources for al yadcha zugoi b'shebeyad. The Tanakhama says there is a hekesh from shalreish to shaliyad. Ma lahal megoi b'shebereish av kam begoi b'shebeyad. Just as the shalresh is put on the upper part of the head, as the Gemara soon explains, so too the shalyad is put on the upper arm. Rabbi Eliezer says the source is in the pasuk v'hoi l'chol la'ois. L'chol la'ois v'le l'chem la'ois. The tefillin shalyad are to be assigned only to its bearer, but not to others. Therefore, the tefillin are put on the upper arm that is usually covered by one's garment and concealed from others, and not on the hand which is exposed to others. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Ashi have a tziri b'yadei, become a schazin tefillin. When he had a wound on his arm, he left his tefillin shalyad exposed because b'makom l'chol la'ois itmar. The tefillin must be put in an area that is usually concealed, but the tefillin may be exposed. Rabbi Yitzchak says the source is in the pasuk u'samtem es devarei eila alavavchem u'kshartem. Shteisima keneged halef. The tefillin shalyad must be placed in the area of the arm that faces the heart. The Gemara then proceeds with two sources for bein einecha, zugoi b'shebereish. The Tanakhama says there's a gzeirah shava of the words bein einecha. The pasuk of tefillin states v'yilatetavos bein einecha. And the pasuk of the Isser Karcha, not to make bald spots on the head, states, Leisisim Karcha Bein Nechem Lameis. Malahalim Gevish Ebereish, Mokim Shayse Karcha, Avkam Begevish Elreish, Mokim Shayse Karcha. Just as the Isser Karcha obviously applies only to the upper part of the head where hair grows, so the tefillin must be worn only on the upper part of the head, but not on the forehead. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a hekesh from Shalyad to Shalreish. Malahalim Bemokim Aroi Letame Benege Echad, Avkam Bemokim Aroi Letame Benege Echad. Just like the shalyad is put on an area which can become tummy only through one type of nega on the skin that has sour love and white hairs, so too the shalresh is put on top of the head which can become tummy only through one type of nega on the hair that has sour tzav, gold hairs. And this excludes the forehead because the ikka basa visar, the ikka sour love and vikka nami sour tzav. The forehead can become tummy through two types of nega, a nega on the skin with sour loven, and a nega on the eyebrows with sour tzav. We've concluded the sugya of tefillin. The Gemara proceeds with the sugya of tzitzis, as the previous Mishnah concluded with the machlokes regarding tzitzis. The Tanakhama holds, Dal tzitzis ma'akva zuazu, sharabas and mitzvah achas. The four tzitzis on the four corners of the garment are mandatory, and therefore if even one tzitzis is missing, no mitzvah is fulfilled because the four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah. While Rabbi Shmuel holds that although the four tzitzis are mandatory, nevertheless, arba asan, arba mitzvahs. If one tzitzis was missing, the mitzvah is fulfilled somewhat because the four tzitzis are considered four separate mitzvahs. And the Gemara offers three cases in which their machlekes would apply. Rav Yisuf says, sadin b'tzitzis ikibaynayu. In the case of a linen garment that has three tzitzis made of tcheles wool, according to the Tanakhama, leka mitzvah, vavali klein. Since the mitzvah is not fulfilled, he's liable for the isser shatnes not to wear a garment that contains wool and linen. While according to Rabbi Shmuel, ikka mitzvah, will have a klein. Since a mitzvah is fulfilled, he's not liable for shatnes. Rav Barahina says, tal is balas chamish ikibaynayu. In the case of a garment that has five corners, according to the Tanakhama, who holds mitzvah achas, the tzitzis are put only on four of the corners. While according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds arba mitzvahs, the tzitzis are put on all five corners. Ravina says the distinction lies in Rav Huna's halacha of ayetzi betalas she'enim mitzuyetzis kelchasa b'shabas. Chayev chatas. If a person walks out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah on Shabbos while wearing a garment whose tzitzis are pasul, he's liable to karban chatas for haitzah, for carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah because the havalei tzitzis masli. The tzitzis are considered a separate entity and the burden because they're not part of the baget. But if the tzitzis were kosher, he's potter because the tzitzis are part of the baget. Therefore, in the case of hitel shalish, if one walks to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah while wearing a garment with only three tzitzis, according to the Tanakhama, like a mitzah, v'chayev chatas, since the mitzvah is not fulfilled, he's liable to bring a carbon. While according to Rabbi Shmuel, ikka mitzvah, upata mechatas, since the mitzvah is fulfilled, he's not liable to bring a carbon. The Gemara concludes that the final halacha is like the Tanakhama. Therefore, in the case of ifsik karna dechute, if one of the four tzitzis tore off on Shabbos, it depends. B'shus ha-rabim, if the person was walking in a public domain where it is asur midaraisa, he must remove the garment to avoid the transgression. However, b'karmelis, if the person was walking in a semi-public area which is only asur midrabanan, he does not need to remove the garment because gadol kavod habrias shadeches leisus shabbat Torah. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to violate isur midrabanan for the sake of kavod habrias to maintain human dignity. Hanulach HaKemitz Rabbah, where Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechtas Menachos, and we'll begin the fourth parak HaTcheles in the next share, Be'ezras Hashem.